From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting new charges against UN peacekeepers. The United Nations is reporting new cases of alleged sexual abuse and exploitation by UN peacekeepers in the Central African Republic. The UN says it has identified 7 possible new victims in the town of Bambari. Farhan Haq is a deputy spokesman for the Secretary General.
Due to the gravity of these allegations, and given the information collected through the initial fact-finding, the United Nations has decided to take immediate measures, including the repatriation of the 120 soldiers from the Republic of Congo who were deployed to Bambari from the 17th of September to the 14th of December 2015.
The mission says both countries' governments have been asked to launch their own investigations. The senior U.S. military commander in Afghanistan told Congress Thursday that training for Afghan forces will be constrained if the number of American troops there is cut to 5,500, as President Barack Obama is proposing. Army General John Campbell spoke to the Senate Armed Services Committee.
At 5,500, I believe that they can do the CT mission, the counterterrorism mission, in a very limited train and advice.
The general said very little additional training of Afghan soldiers would be possible. An Israeli court has sentenced 2 young Israelis, one to life in prison and another to 21 years in prison, for the 2014 murder of a Palestinian teenager. A 3rd Israeli is awaiting verdict following psychological examination. 2 of the defendants were 16 at the time they committed the murder, while a 3rd was 18. All are from ultra-Orthodox families. The 3 defendants were found guilty in November of snatching 16-year-old Mohammed Abu Qader from an East Jerusalem street, driving him to a forest, and beating and burning him to death. This is VOA News.